It is time for another visit from the Middleton Grammarian, Catherine Schultz. Welcome back.
Thanks. Kyle, we've talked about homophones, words that sound alike but are spelled differently.
Mm-hmm.
Heck, we've even talked about homonyms, homographs, and contronyms.
Yes.
But today I want to talk about three homophones that present a trilemma.
Ah, and this is a throwback to our last conversation.
What's a trilemma?
Okay, so first we'll say that a dilemma, dilemma is when you have a tough choice between two options. Trilemma means three.
That's right. Despite having identical pronunciation, these words, C-I-T-E, S-I-T-E, and S-I-G-H-T, sight, sight, and sight,
yes,
are all different words with their own meanings and usage.
Okay.
So first, for some quick definitions from you, Kyle.
Yeah. Oh, good. Oh, good.
When do you use C-I-T-E?
Well, that is if I am citing a source.
Right. To cite is a verb meaning to quote or refer to something to some, and also to summon to bring in front of court, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or to issue a notice of violation. It's short for citation.
Yes, right, yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll quiz you on some of these in a minute.
Oh, good.
When do you use S-I-T-E?
Site, that is a location, the site of the crime.
Right, and even electronically.
Oh, a website.
Website,
sure,
right? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Site has also has a specialized use as a verb, meaning to situate or locate on a site. So
right.
They cited the building.
The circus tent was cited
right.
there, right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And finally, when do you use S-I-G-H-T?
It's about vision.
Yeah, right.
You're in my line of sight.
Mm-hmm. And it has a number of meanings, including the ability to see something worth seeing, a device to aid the eye, to perceive with the eyes, to aim, among other things.
Right. And it can be used, at least euphemistically, to indicate someone can see beyond the physical world,
mm-hmm.
right?
Okay.
He has the sight.
Sight. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now, let's hear you spell some of these.
Oh, okay. All right. I feel pretty confident about this.
I think you do. The news story cited a well-known study on the subject.
C-I-T-E-D.
Right. The fire was at the new building site.
S-I-T-E.
The summons cited two of the factory owners.
C-I-T-E-D.
Right. After 6 months at sea, the sailors sighted land.
S-I-G-H-T-E-D.
Yeah. The city council cited the area as residential.
S-I-T-E-D.
That's right. Although S-I-T-E is usually used as a noun, this use as a verb is correct, cited.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right.
There's a spelling note that many of the variations of the word S-I-T-E that usually involved adding a prefix such as website, job site, work site, campsite.
Of course,
and
yes.
And those are all one word. So Grammar Monster offers a way to remember S-I-T-E.
Okay.
A site often describes a place where building work is taking place, like a building site.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You can remember the definition of site, S-I-T-E, using the T-E, the letters at the end of it, to remind you of a tradesman's entrance.
Okay.
A site is likely to have a tradesman's interest.
All right, yeah.
All right, Grammar Monster.
Yeah, wow, yes. Grammar Monster, copyright 1941.
Here's a better set of tips, I think, presented by the website Writing Explained. C-I-T-E. First, remember that C-I-T-E is short for citation.
That helps.
A citation is something that appears in a research paper or book, but it also has that summoning concept. Mm-hmm. So perhaps if it's a police or law-connected use, C-I-T-E will likely be the right choice. To remember S-I-T-E, think about website.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's where that's located. Site is likely to be a location, but it can be used as a verb to mm-hmm. locate something somewhere. Finally, remember S-I-G-H-T by thinking of the word light.
Yeah.
You have to have light to have sight.
Sounds good to me.
Can't see in the dark. So, Kyle, full disclosure, the reason I wrote about all these homophones is that I came across another set that made me curious.
Mm-hmm.
It was the word insightful, I-N-C-I-T-E-F-U-L, which looked like a misspelling of I-N-S-I-G-H-T. F-U-L. So
right.
what does the latter mean? N-I-N-S-I-G-H-T-F-U-L.
Well, you have a knowledge of a subject. You have insight. So you're
right.
insightful
right.
of real estate or mm-hmm. something.
From Grammarphobia blog, a writer had noticed the misspelling sometimes, but not often. And then the blogger wrote, and insightful, C-I-T-E, isn't always a misspelling. Although you won't find the word in standard dictionaries, the Oxford English Dictionary has an entry that defines it this way. Liable, roused to passion, provocative. You're liable to insight.
Insight, mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
The earliest OED citation is from 1971 case in the Federal Supplement, a collection of U.S. court opinions. You know, the judge made up this word, I guess. The public mutilation of the flag is an act which is likely to incite a violent response from many who observe such acts. The Supreme Court has clearly recognized the insightful impact of flag desecration. So it's I-N-C-I-T-E,
that,
if you will.
It could incite people to be angry.
Right. Yeah,
okay. Well, it may be made up, but it works there.
Yeah. In a more entertaining citation, a 1984 issue of The Listener, a now-defunct BBC magazine, refers to the provocative Diana Rigg as terribly sexy and coolly insightful. So I guess she incites passion.
Yeah, Emma Peel, right?
Yes.
Yeah, she was great.
Well, I hope this discussion of homophones was insightful, and for those who disagree, insightful.
And you can find us at our website and let us know. Our Milton Grammarian is Catherine Sherrills.